You know, I think we should turn to another story here, if we may. There's a lot of talk about should the president go back on his tax cut because the war in Iraq has turned out to be extremely costly, and now we need $87 billion to support this effort. You spoke earlier today with the former Republican presidential candidate, Steve Forbes, and he thinks the president should just maintain these tax cuts even as the deficits and war spending go on. And so we're going to just play a part of that interview.
Steve Forbes, the government is running a $500 billion deficit, and I suppose your recipe is a tax cut.
Well, we had one, but I think if you reduce tax rates, you always end up getting a stronger economy and more government revenues at the end of the day. And the key thing is when you reduce the tax rate on each additional dollar people earn, whether it's personal or business, the economy always, without exception, becomes stronger.
Well, you were for a tax cut when we were running a large surplus on the grounds that you didn't want the government to have the money to spend. And now we're running you want a tax cut when we're running a large deficit because you feel that's the best way to stimulate the economy and increase government revenues. Is there any circumstance under which you think a tax cut is a bad idea?
Only when you get rid of all taxes, but we're very far away from that. But seriously, the whole purpose of these kind of rate cuts, when they're done right, is to strengthen the economy. And one thing that I think some of my conservative friends kind of overlook is that when you have a strengthened economy, government ends up with more revenue. And the debate then becomes, do you return that money or do you spend it? But the money is there for the tax collector. When you have a weak economy, tax collector has less to collect.
But you made a reference, jokingly, to no taxes at all. But what would be wrong with that under your logic? Why not borrow the entire cost of running the government? Would that work?
I suppose you could devise a theory that it could, but in the real world it would not. Government does have functions. You can debate about how deep and widespread those functions should be. But clearly Madison was right. If men were angels, you would not need government. But manifestly, we are not angels. So there are many functions for government.
The question is, given that there is a need for some government revenue, is there a need for taxes? And if so, at what point do you say we can't keep cutting taxes?
The best way to get government revenues is by having a benign tax regime. When you have that and a sensible money policy, then lo and behold, good things happen.
Current projections are that the $500 billion deficit will continue, even apart from the demands of the war.
Well, the $500 billion, again, has to be put in context. When you have an economy with $70 trillion of assets, $500 billion becomes eminently manageable.
So if that's your theory, is there any point at which you say we cannot cut taxes more, or do you always say you cut taxes, you increase revenue? And if that is the case, why have taxes at all?
Well, I think at some point you do reach what you're talking about, but given the behavior of politics, given the behavior of human nature, certainly in the political sphere, the emphasis is always on increasing taxes. And so you always have to push in the other direction because the real pressure is always in the opposite direction. So I'll always be pushing because if I don't and others don't, then the tax burden will continue to increase.
All right. Pushing away, Steve Forbes. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Michael.
That interview from Slate's Michael Kinsley.